Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. We hear quite a bit about stagnation and gridlock these days. For instance, statistics suggest that the U.S. economy is doing pretty well, yet reports also indicate that folks in the middle class aren't benefiting. Financially, they're stagnating, having a hard time making progress or even holding steady. As for gridlock, well, the government in Washington, D.C. appears to be the poster child for that. Partisanship and politicking seem to be the order of the day, pretty much ruling out cooperation and progress. Of course, stagnation and gridlock can be found in individual lives, too. Maybe we feel stuck in a job that's not really satisfying and that doesn't appear to leave a lot of room for advancement. Maybe we're in a relationship that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Or maybe we're facing some problem that we just can't figure out. While the details change, the fact is that stagnation, gridlock, and a lack of progress are nothing new. People have dealt with them for centuries, so it's not surprising to see people in the Bible dealing with them. And that's what we're going to look at on Morning Prayer this week. What insights the Bible offers to battle stagnation, break up gridlock, and make forward progress. Progress that can benefit not only an individual, but much larger groups of people too. While we might find ourselves saying with the psalmist, "O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity," may we also find this biblical promise true as well. The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Amen.